Ben Yerno in Paragim Pasuk Chavav, Pasuk Bitachin. I just want to start with a vart that I saw last week on Parashat Matos, which is really kashur to the yisay that we said from Ben Yerno beforehand, about having Bitachin in all aspects of a person's life. So I saw it in the Chavetz Chaim Hashalom Al Atir, though it didn't sound like it was brought in conjunction with the story there with the Chavetz Chaim. I don't know exactly who says it, but he points out something fascinating in the conversation between the Bnei Gov Bnei Ruvain and Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Bnei Gov Bnei Ruvain came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we want to stay in Eir HaYarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh no, not again. This already happened once. Ne'ikamtem tachas aviseichem, tarbas anoshem chatorim. This place, Chorinafalis, Hashem and Yisrael. Says no. So, the Bnei Gov Bnei Ruvain say no, not exactly like you thought. Rather, no. First we'll build corrals for our animals and houses for our children. We're going to be the first ones to arm the soldiers in front of Yisrael, until we bring Yisrael to the right place. We're not going to come back to Eivar Yarden until everybody, not just the Kibush, the Chiluk also, like Rashi points out, we want to stay in Eivar Yarden. They said exactly what they want to do, without mention of the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chlal. Not once was the Kadosh Baruch Hu mentioned here, in these three psukim. Anachnu nechol etzchush nefir minei Yisrael. We're going to bring them back. Moshe Rabbeinu, the next psukim, Moshe says, if you taka do like you said, what does he do? Go. He repeats their words. The exact words that they said, he repeats them with a slight difference. If you go as mizuyonim, as you go armed, lifnei Hashem, V'avar lechem kol chalutas ha'yardein lifnei Hashem ad harishu es oivav miponav v'nichbash ha'aretz lifnei Hashem v'achar tashuvu v'yisem nikiim me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael v'yitz ha'aretz azoyis lechem lachuzo lifnei Hashem. This is the exact same conversation, the three psukim. Here it's put down into two psukim afterwards, and five times he puts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into the exact words that they said. It's interesting that after is Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, when they respond back, they said, "Vayomer Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven al Moshe leimor avdech yasuk asher adonim yitzare that tapenu l'shenim mekinen Reuven tenu yosham barim yevda avdech ha yavdu yavru kol chalut tova lifnei Hashem lemochama kasher adonim devin." But that's the nekuda b'atzim that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to tell them, was that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the picture. Don't forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam in every aspect of the way, in everything that you're going to do. Because the Shbogos in the picture. They brought in conjunction with the story from the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim, Reb Yitzchak Zalman Meltzer's wife, was telling over a story to a grandson about how the Chavetz Chaim got up once in Radin and he said, "Tomorrow I'm going to Eretz Yisrael." He was saying, Sudas Preda, he was taking leave. So tomorrow I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Kitzur, that night, his wife got sick, and he had to stay, and then something else came up, and he was never able to go to Eretz Yisrael. And they were totally in the fact that he didn't say Yemir Tzashem. So they bring down there in the Chavetz Chaim Alter that at that point the Bissa Zalman Meltzer, who was in the next room, piped up and he said, "You should just know that the Chavetz Chaim, even when he was in his own house and he wanted to go from one room to the next room, he would say Yemir Tzashem, I'm going to the next room." It's like even the things that were, he says, it was mufka that the Chavetz Chaim shouldn't say Yemir Tzashem. He says, Kenira, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want something which wasn't going to come to fruition, wasn't going to be, or whatever. The Shmuel didn't want it, so he didn't say it. But then Akuda of the Chavetz Chaim also taking it that going from one room to the next room, Emir Tzashem. That's really what the Rabbeinu Yerno was saying before him, that even the smallest things, if a person is Boiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, "I know the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's only Emir Tzashem. It's only up to you that I should be able to do it. We talking that you'll be able to help me, Uchulu." Even going from one room to the next, he says, then regardless of what happens at the end of the day, but the mitzvah of the Bitachon that you have is already tremendous. He continues in Pasuk Chavav. Minei nedaber l'inyan bitochen. Paragimel Pasuk Chavav. Minei nedaber l'inyan bitochen ki umisherish ha'emuno ki nishenemer batach b'ashem ha'seitoiv shchein oretz or ha'emuno. He says that bitochen is misherish ha'emuno, which is comes from the same shurish as Emunah comes from. The way that the Chazunish puts it is that the Emunah is more in the theory, as opposed to the Bitochen is in the practice. And then the Emunah is the idea, but the Bitochen is Lamaisa, living your life up to the idea. Very often you have the Vyadat HaYayim, but you don't have it as the Hashivayis HaLevavecho, to really be able to live your life then. Like the way the Chazunish says, that case of the person that the Bitochen, Bitochen, you have to have a Bitochen, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the guy opens up a rival, opens up a competitor across the store, opens up across the street, opens up a store. All of a sudden, his Bitochen is out the window. What happened all of a sudden? Because he had a Yediyah and he knows Bitochen. There he said that he didn't really have Bitochen, Kinir. But until it's put to practice, that's really the, when your Muna is put to test and put into practice, that's Bitochen. Behemin Bashem. Veda ki habitochen ha'emuna habrua v'yischazek ha'leiv b'yeshuas Hashem Yisbarach. V'yisomich olea be'emes ki nishanemar v'yemin ba'ashem v'nishan olav. What is bitochen? Bitochen is the clarity, is the complete emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kol yachol to give you a salvation in whatever it is that you need. B'yeshuas Hashem Yisbarach v'yisomich olea be'emes. Yisomich olea be'emes is 100%. You're willing to jump because you know the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to catch you. That's the bitachon. Kinin shenemar v'hemin v'Hashem v'nishan olav. You're able to really lean on Him. You're able to lean on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'ulam, he says. However, matzanu ki atzadikim yireim v'pachtim min achet. Nevertheless, we find that tzadikim weren't always boiteach legamri in what Kadosh Baruch Hu said. It seems. L'chora, what's the pshat? L'chora. How could it be that the Oves HaKadoshim, Shmuel HaNovi, weren't Semech 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They were Mefachin Merechet. There was something else there that they were worried about that didn't allow them to have complete Bitochen. So then you could ask the question, so then how could we ever have complete Bitochen? How we have Bitochen if Yaakov Avin was worried about Chet? So how about us? So he's going to discuss it in a minute. Shenem Avayir Yaakov Moed, it says that Yaakov was very scared. What was he very scared of? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to, on his way to Lavan, he told him, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to give you whatever you need. What was he scared about from Lavan? Venemar Eich Eilich V'Shom HaShol, when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNavi to go be Moshech David HaMelech, as the Melech HaYisrael, Shmuel says, how can I go? Shaul's going to hear about it. Shaul was the king at the time. He's going to hear that I'm going to be Moshech, anoint somebody else as the king. He's going to kill me. I don't understand, Shmuel. I just told you, Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to Shmuel HaNavi and telling him to do A, B, C, and he says, I can't do A, B, C because Vaz V'Zan. What do you mean Vaz V'Zan? I told you to do this. This is because Shmuel HaNavi, this is obviously what you're supposed to do. We see that even though Ribbono Shel Olam clearly told him to do something, nevertheless, there was a certain pachad that he was scared. So the Mesillas Sharon discusses this and he says, Hechad V'Shchicha Hezika Shani. You still have to understand the Maaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he should do it. So then obviously he didn't have to be worried about it. So this inyan of V'nemer Ashri Adam Mefachet Tamid, we see B'chlal, that there's an inyan that a person should be Mefachet Tamid, and Ahubi Devitari Ksiv, it says it's not a Mefachet from, it's Mefachet from Chatorim, Mefachet from Mischet. V'nemer B'mokam Acher Charodas Adam Yitein Mekesh. And Mitzad Sheni though, it says that a person's fear, that in and of itself, we saw this very clearly in the Maamar Bitochen from the Beis Halevi, that he discusses it later on also here. Ravina Yehuda discusses this a point as well, that Charadas Adam Yitein Mekesh, when a person is scared of something, that itself could be the mind that causes him to fall. That could be the stumbling block. Because he should have been Beitech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you being scared of a human being? You should be Beitech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the fear Mitzad Echad. We find that even Yaakov Avinu was scared, V'yir Yaakov Moed. Tzachin we find an Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid, praiseworthy is somebody that has pachad. Tzachin we find that it's fakert. When a person has fear, it could very well be that that's what causes him to stumble. Tzarech levar ikar inyan. Therefore, we have to explain what's going on here. Da, ki bitochen hu shelo yisar b'yishum safik. Bitochen really means that there should be no safik whatsoever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of whatever happens. V'alderech moshel, he says. For example, we'll give a mashal. Nevar ki inen habitochen kesachar b'teich al hamelech v'amu b'cholkech elafonev b'simcho v'tuv leivov mireiv miftochen al hamelech midaita ki yiten maskur teshleimo. Somebody that works for the king. So you know the king has an infinite amount of money. And he has, if the king employed him, that means that he's going to pay him at the end. So I know for sure that he's going to pay me. I know for sure. So somebody that works for the king, he's happy. He knows 100% that he's going to get his paycheck at the end of the month. In a similar region, somebody's boitech and Kadosh Baruch, and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gam im imtzeiu tzar Yisrael beis varois. Even if things seem to be going not well, and he's boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just simply not going. And fakirt, it's not just simply not going. Things he's getting troubles, he's getting tzaris. Varois, he's amitz b'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. He should nevertheless strengthen himself in the avodas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yivtach be'emes, and he's boitech be'emes kischari kofol u'mechupol. That his schar is going to be doubled and tripled. V'chei Hashem Yisbarach yivchar lo yatoiv. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is always choosing for him what's best for him. V'im yoychichu Hashem bo'ilam azeh, kizoyis letoiv lo yilavir savoynu, l'kavir l'Hashem, v'l'hadir chalka bo'ilam agmul. And if things are not going the way that he wants in this world, it's simply for his good. It's good for his ultimate good.
If
you think about it, this world is how long is this world? 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. I still haven't met anybody that made it to 120. So we're talking about the person, right? We hope 80, 90, 100. Chazal say, after 100, standard person is not here for more than 100 years. Compared to Nitzchias. What's Nitzchias? Nitzchias is not 1,000 years, or 1,000,000 years, or 1,000,000,000 years, or 100,000,000,000 years. Nitzchias means forever and ever and ever. But even if it would mean for 1,000,000,000 years, one again, that Netzach meant for 1,000,000,000 years. What's 60 years, 100 years, compared to 1,000,000,000 years? So in economy, not that a person is not going to suffer. A person has tzaras. But if he thinks it in relationship to what he's going to gain at the end of the day, it's like the person putting in a 16-hour day, getting up early and schlepping himself out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning when it's cold and he only slept a few hours last night and he's tired and he's groggy and he's going out and nobody else is up and he's the one that's doing it. He's going into the room because he wants to make it big. He wants to... He's putting in and he's suffering, but he knows that at the end of the day he's going to come home with a fat paycheck. That's what he wants, and it's all worth it for him. What? The bad things happen, yeah, he would rather be sleeping. It's not, he's suffering by getting up early. It's on a smaller level, we're not saying. But here, we want to know whether or not somebody's boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. That we're not getting to that as well. We'll talk about it in a minute. He's going to discuss whether or not. But if a person bears it in mind, then he realizes that it's all for his good. That's really what he's saying here, that really b'tochen is, that means a person can't have any suffix whatsoever. Shouldn't have any suffix. When a person has such a bitachin, then his whole life takes on a whole different meaning. Because even if he's suffering, but he knows for sure that it's for his betterment. He knows for sure that it's for his good. It's like a person that would take his best friend, is the person that cares about him the most in the world. And then that person, who since he was born, he's just been caring for him, and just giving whatever was good for him, and just trying to help him. And he goes ahead and he does something to him that really hurts him. He comes around and he slaps him in the face really hard, and he's seeing stars and he doesn't know. What's he going to think? He might be taken aback at the beginning, right? But his first reaction is going to be, this is the person that cares about me the most. How could it be that he did such a thing, right? It must be that he saw something coming, he saw whatever it is. But they say the story of Napoleon once went into a bar and he wanted to see what he would always dress up as a regular person and go into the bars of the enemy territory to hear what people are saying. So he went into a bar and he dressed up. He's with his sidekick, and all of a sudden they hear a peasant there from the other side, somebody in the bar, one of the soldiers from the other. He's like, I think I see Napoleon. The kids, sir, they realized they were in deep trouble. So the guy, his sidekick, says, realizes that he's got to make it, they don't realize it's Napoleon. So he says, no, pour me a cup of wine, he tells Napoleon. Pour me in, and it's a little bit spills, and he says, what a fool you are, and slaps him across the face and pushes him down. What do you think you are? I can't watch what you're doing. Kitzer, they hear the soldiers on the other side, it's obviously not Napoleon, it's not Napoleon. Kitzer, they get out of there, and they run for their lives, and they're finally in safe territory, and the sidekick who's with him, his henchman is with him, goes down on all fours and he starts begging for his life. He's like, what? He knew that he's finished. He just slapped the king across the face. And the king says to him, begging for your life? He says, I owe you my life.
I owe you my life. What you did is for, right? It's for. Now, what did Napoleon think? He thought for a second over here that when the guy slapped him across the face that, oh my goodness, you must be that he's out to get me. He's out to, this is what he really thinks of me. No, he realized that this is obviously the best thing for him. And this is the best thing at this point. He knew what type of grave danger he was in. There was a little bit different. When a person realizes that complete bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does what's best for you. That's really what he's saying. It's that emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does what's best for a person. That means that if something hurts, it's because it's the best for him. Now, maybe you should try to figure it out. That's in Yon of Chesron Nefesh, Bechulu. But whatever happens is for your betterment. And therefore, in a Hanami, right now, maybe it hurts, and maybe it's not clear, and things are not 100% Bechulu. But the Bitochen is that Lo'il Magmul, where it really counts, where it's not 60 years, or 80 years, or 100 years, but it's for Netzach and Tzachim, then whatever happened there, it's going to be for his best. I just saw from the Ramak. The Ramak says that the best kaparas avoynis of a person is not the sigufim and not the tanesim, it's the bizyonis that he gets. Bizyonis that a person gets. So now a person wipes the floors with him. He's somewhere and somebody just, you know. And he feels like a shmata. He feels like a shmata. If you would realize what he just saved himself from, you'd realize what a matana teva was. They say a story with the Zviller. The Zviller Rebbe. That he had a daughter was very sick, and at one point they told him, they said it looks like a few hours. So the kitzur went running out. There was a certain lady that was not 100%, and whenever she saw the Zviller Rebbe, she would give it him bisadavzain. I think it was a Shlemka Mizru. Kitzur, he went running and he found her, and sure enough, you think you're a Rebbe? You think you're a Rebbe? This is what a Rebbe is. And she starts mamish giving it to him, and he's sitting there quiet and listening to everything that he says. Bizyonis mamish, and she's wiping the floor. Kitzur, he comes back, and Baruch Hashem, they tell him his daughter mamish fever broke, and tremendous, not to be believed. A little while later, same thing happened. His daughter was Kitzur. He went running for the lady again. Went running for the lady. He's looking here. He's looking there. He's looking. Nishke Gangin, Nishke Trofen, didn't find her. Kitzur, he came back and Le'aleinu, he lost his daughter. Do we go looking for Bizyonis? We don't go looking for Bizyonis. But the story tells us that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. And sometimes we don't see it, and sometimes we don't know. But that's exactly what Bitochen is. Bitochen is the realization and the acknowledging and really feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, number one, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. We'll just finish up to the dot. We shouldn't stop in the middle of a sentence. Kinin shenemer mi bochem yirei Hashem shomei b'kol avdei sheholach chashakim, it should say, ve'inoyga lo yiftach v'shem Hashem yishon b'leikov. To be boitech in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to be yishon, to lean on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vani amarti l'rikyu gati, pirish ani amarti arev saris l'rikyu gati, v'robu avaynis al zchuyes. Ach ein adover kin, ki atzoris l'tevosi, v'skar pulasi sholim, kinin zchari itoi, upulasi l'fanu. A person has to realize that even though he's getting tzoris, he thinks, what's my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my avodas Hashem, this is what I get from my avodas Hashem. I'm finally being mashkein avodas Hashem, and this is what I get. To realize that, l'ishona l'ikov, to realize that, whatever it is, and it's not easy. Nothing that it's easy, but that hakara that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's in charge, is willing to change everything, and everything that he does is for HaTeva, that is emes HaBitachon.